3 degrees, 67 Q. It's 6:11 in the morning, a wet one. The polls are open, kids. It's Tuesday, November the 5th, and it is Election Day 74. This means an awful lot of things. One of the things it means is that there will be no more of those political commercials on radio or television for a while. Aww. We'll try and bear with it, though. Dan music as we check some weather. Cloudy and cold. Periods of light rain, we're getting some now, and drizzle, maybe mixed with snow at times, huh? High today only in the low 40s. And boy, that mess tonight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and warmer. Come on, let's have the election tomorrow. Is it too late?
No, you
too late, huh? Well, 42 in Glenview and Downers Grove. And speaking of the weather, it is certainly a downer.
I was
shutting up. I was already talking when you said that. The good news, the polls are open. The bad news, the bars are closed. Can't have everything. It's 23 minutes to 7. I think we need something to get our minds off the election and the rotten weather. Come on in, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jerry G. Bishop Jingle Singers.
B is for the bed he gets you out of.
Remember, you heard that here.
I get you out of. Go ahead.
I is for the itch he helps you scratch.
I help you scratch. What do you think of that?
S is for the sexy voice he's proud of.
I'm so proud of my sexy voice. Come on.
H is for a heart of gold to match. O is for his optimistic outlook.
Optimistic outlook.
Now we have to sit here for
it's
this.
Almost over.
P is for his personality.
I'm loaded with it.
Put 'em all together, they spell Bishop. The morning man called Jerry G.
Huh? Beautiful finish.
Stop it, you savage.
Really liked it, huh?
Jerry G. Bishop.
WMAQ is what you got in your ears, and you have moisture on your head if you're out on the outside at all. Periods of light rain and drizzle, we're having some right now. WMAQ reminder, forgot what we're calling them this week. American Youth Hostels will hold its 7th annual cross-country ski clinic this weekend at the Hamlin Park Fieldhouse at 3035 North Hoyne in Chicago. More information, 327-8114. It's 12 minutes to 7 o'clock, 12 before 7 in the morning. Kurt Gowdy is here for sports. Kurt, did you vote today, by the way?
Yes, Mr. Bishop.
Okay, now go ahead and do the sports.
Hi, everybody. Kurt Gowdy and Fitzsimmons. Kurt Gowdy, NBC Sports.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. This is Jerry G. Bishop.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kurt. Thanks a lot. It's 9 minutes to 7. Wet day, chilly, drizzly all day. It's 42 degrees everywhere.
You live your life and the songs you hear.
Carly Simon on Election Day.
67
We get to get in that booth and pull your candidate's lever today. So good. Do you like dumplings?
I don't know. I never dumpled.
Get out of here. Art Sincere next. It's 14 minutes to 8 o'clock at 67 Q. This is Andy.
You feel just like a woman.
Shim. Kim. Andy Kim. Andy Kim. On a moist election day in Chicagoland, this is WMAQ, Tuesday, November 5, and we will have more information from NBC News as to how the returns are going. Not the returns, of course, but the voting. I want to get your mind off of it for just a moment before you head for the polls to cast your vote, and I have the man who can do that, ladies and gentlemen. His mind is about as far away from the trials and tribulations of this hectic day-to-day world as you can get. Art Sincere, the outdoor editor of the Jerry G. Bishop program. Art, good morning. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Art Sincere here with my report on hunting and fishing, boating and camping. Yes, don't cast your ballot, cast your fly.
Art, where are you at and who are you with?
Funny you should ask. I'm up at Lake Rolawino, just south of the famed Collier Bluffs in the midst of lush Tuesday veldt. And speaking of lushes, we're up here with that ace hunter, fisher, boater, and camper and voter who hunts and captures wild bears without a single weapon, Claude Badley.
Wait, Claude Badley. He hunts bears without a weapon?
That's right, Jerry. As soon as Claude sees a bear without a weapon, he's sure the bear's unarmed. He blows its brains out.
I'm not familiar with hunting, as you know. What's in season? What's running?
Running? Anything that can get on the ballot. It is an election day. Oh, you mean wild game.
Wild game.
The bogus fish are running.
The bogus fish?
Of course, you remember this fish. The bogus is the one that swims backwards in order to keep from getting water in its eyes. An odd incident happened to me yesterday, Jerry. I thought I'd tell you about it. Our local hunters and fishers, boaters and campers hangout.
Mm-hmm.
We had stopped our snake bite kits.
Yes.
When suddenly a huge mountain lion came in through the door. Naturally, the bartender gave him a funny look. The mountain lion noticed the look and said, "That's okay, I'm over 21.
It's good.
It's not funny.
A few letters from listeners, which we have solicited from past appearances of yours. We've solicited. It's okay.
Dipping into the mailbag, eh?
That's exactly what we're going to do.
One of the dippiest mailbags I've ever seen.
Got some questions for you.
From hunters and fishers, boaters and campers, I hope.
No, these are actually from people who were involved in refinishing their kitchen cabinets. No, this is from hunters, but I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. For example, a lady in Berwyn writes...
A lady in Berwyn can write?
Do fish...
Do fish laugh? No, fish do not laugh.
Do fish have family instincts?
No, they do not. They feel no family ties, as demonstrated by the famous biblical quote attributed to a herring, "I am not my brother's kipper."
I don't get it.
Next question, please.
Okay. Here's one from Palos Heights. All right. It says, how does one make... I don't believe this. How does one make...
What? Come on.
I'll get it out.
How do you make a bedroll? How do you make a bedroll? Is that the straight line? Good. Put it at the top of a slope and push. Next question.
This one's from Anonymous. Is there another name for the game bird known as the canvasback?
You want to give me that again?
Is there another name for the game bird known as the canvasback?
Yes, after last Wednesday, the name is George Foreman.
Okay, and finally, Art.
Finally, where's this one from, Jerry?
Moment too soon. This one is from...
Fisher, Butter, and Kemper, I hope.
From Wheaton, and it says...
Wheaton?
What is the number one problem... what is the number one problem of...
Laughing.
I know it. What is the number one problem of novice hunters?
Well, identification, I would say. Animal identification among novice hunters, fishers, boaters, and campers. Here's an example.
Okay.
For example, last week, clothing dealers went out for the first time, and while they were in the woods up ahead from the glen, came a large, hairy black animal. The one guy screamed, "Help me, is that a bear?" The other one said, "How should I know? I don't deal in furs." Well, my time's just about up for this week.
Uh-huh.
This is Art Sincere reminding you that a dry fly fishing is no fun unless you have a dry fly. Until next time, good hunting and fishing, boating and camping, dozing and snoring, slicing and dicing.
Jerry G.